Welcome back to the Matchday Roundup. We have got Match Week 6 recaps up for you today. We have got the Wanderers versus the Jets. We have got Sydney versus Hills United. Some very exciting games. We've also got an interview with Riley Brown of Sydney FC, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, let's get into it. In the reserve grade match between the Western Sydney Wanderers and the Newcastle Jets, the Jets' attacking prowess was exemplified within minutes. With multiple corners and sidelines, the defensive combination of Taylor and Reyes were put to the test. Not long after these corners, the Wanderers attempted to penetrate the Jets' defense. Both sides proved defensively sound throughout the first half, with one of the most poignant of examples coming in the 14th minute, when a strong string of Newcastle passes outwitted the Wanderers' side, with a shot from Harath at the end of this play, sneaking past the Wanderers' goalkeeper, only to be saved off the line by Reyes. His defensive strength would be further proved 3 minutes later when defending a free kick, he used the backside of his chair to nudge an almost certain goal clear. As the second half kicked off, the Jets continued to press, however, were not able to lead against the red and black. In the 25th minute, however, it was the Wanderers who would draw first blood, when Ezzy and Reyes combined the latter's shot, forcing the Jets into an own goal to give the Wanderers the lead. This ignited a fire in the belly of the Jets. 6 minutes after the Wanderers led the game and the Jets equalised thanks to the strong combination of Boland, Anlazak and Nolan, with the latter hitting the ball off the side of his guard to sneak past the Wanderers' defence. Whilst both teams probed to get a winning goal, so much so that Reyes picked up a yellow card for contact, neither were able to get that final touch. With the Wanderers and the Jets drawing 1-1, this marked the first draw for either competition this season. The Premier League match between the Western Sydney Wanderers and the Newcastle Jets began with intense pressure from the Jets. Wanderers goalkeeper Andy Waite was called into action multiple times in the opening minutes and was continuing to prove his experience, denying the Jets consistently in the opening minutes. After contact between Waite and Hastis resulted in a penalty, the Wanderers keeper proved his strength, saving the tame shot from Leolio Davis. However, Waite could not keep his clean sheet much longer, as in the following play, the Jets' strength in passing was exemplified. Sek, Anlazak and Hastis all linked forces, with Hastis' touch into an open goal, sending the Jets 1-0 up in the 10th minute. As has been proven many times this season, 1-0 is not enough for the Jets. They continue to probe for a goal before the end of the first half, yet were not able to capitalise on any chances. The second half would be where they extended their lead, as proven 2 minutes in, when Sek's sideline hit met Hastis perfectly to go 2-0 up. Their momentum would continue when Sek, Hastis and Leolio Davis' passes created an open goal for the latter as the Jets extended their lead to 3-0. Whilst the Wanderers continued their pressure in an attempt to get some consolation, the opposite would happen in the 30th minute when Leolio Davis snuck the ball between the Wanderers' defence from a Sek sideline to send the Jets 4-0 up. 2 minutes later, in an almost identical position, Sek and Leolio Davis proved their strength, passing uninterruptedly between each other before picking out former Wanderer Jordan Crane to get the Jets' fifth. The Jets still appeared hungry, however were not able to convert any of their chances following the fifth goal, leaving the Jets to beat the Wanderers 5-0 for the second time this season. In the reserve grade match between Sydney FC and Hills United, both sides proved evenly matched in the opening minutes. With a fairly even amount of chances for both sides, it was all the more important for both sides to ensure their chances weren't wasted. However, as chances continued for both sides, neither were able to turn them into goals. It was, however, in the 15th minute when a creative sideline from Ninham forced the Sydney side into putting the ball into their own net, sending the Hills 1-0 up. Sydney were not to be counted out of the fight, still showing strong passion throughout the rest of the first half. They were not able to turn their passion into goals, however, and nor could the Hills side. As the second half commenced, both sides were creating chances, however none were being converted. Yet, in a stroke of luck for the Sydney side, Riley Brown was able to intercept a pass from the Hills defence, allowing him to slot home an open goal. With the game level, both sides looked to put their mark on the match, with counter-attacks coming thick and fast on both sides of the pitch. However, there would be no more goals after Brown's in the 31st minute, as the game ended 1-1. Whilst I did interview Riley, I will play the clip after the Premier League match, as he was involved in both games. The Premier League match between Sydney FC and Hills United began with the Hills applying the most pressure, with the side holding a high number of attacking chances in the opening minutes of the game. The Sydney defence, composed of Suffield and Simmons, proved competent, however, keeping the Hills' attack quiet despite their high number of chances. It was also evident that Sydney were adapting their game due to player absences. This allowed for some crucial minutes for reserve grade players like Riley Brown and George Tung. Sydney's flexibility was evident as they adapted to the attacking minds of these players effectively. Whilst neither side were able to get a goal before the end of the first half, both sides still showed promise in attack as the first half ended nil-all. Upon the second half resuming, Sydney were the first to have prominent attacks. However, the story from the first half recurred in the second, as they were not able to capitalise from their chances. As the second half winded down, both teams looked to get the win, yet the attacking chances were being defended well on both sides, and as the whistle blew for full time, it was on as even, as Sydney drew the Hills nil-all. As previously mentioned, I interviewed Sydney's Riley Brown. Here's the clip.
Hi, my name is Riley, I'm 12 and I play for Sydney FC.
So Riley, how are you feeling after the reserve grade match?
I'm feeling very happy with myself that I've managed to score the only goal for the team this season and managed to tie it up so we didn't lose.
It's pretty good. It's your first point, Sydney's first points in reserve. So how does it feel? Your goal is what the only reason that Sydney have points so far this season in reserves.
It makes me feel very happy and excited. Like in the moment, my adrenaline was pumping through the roof.
Oh yeah, and it's good to build momentum too, you know, getting that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously not against the Wanderers, because I don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
But after that, it's really good for you guys to build that sort of momentum. And then, you know, what's more exciting too is that, you know, you played a bit in the Prem today too.
Yeah.
You know, how are you feeling after the Prem match?
It's very intense and it's very, like, fast-paced, but I'm happy with myself that I managed to at least not do bad.
Yeah, you need to get that exposure to grow. I think it's awesome that you're getting
yeah.
it. You know, and then, like, the last thing I'm going to ask you, I want you to make a prediction. It can be for yourself, for Sydney FC as a whole, doesn't matter. I'm going to look at it back at the end of the season. So, what's going to happen this season?
I'm hoping and I'm thinking that it's going to start off a bit slow for us, but then we're going to, like, build that momentum and then be able to score more goals and win some games.
All right, can I get a number? How many goals, how many wins?
Maybe 10 or more.
10 goals?
Yeah.
All right. Well, been awesome having you on, Rylan.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for the interview.
Thank you, that's all right.
Okay, now that interview with Riley is over, I just wanted to give a few notes of thanks. Firstly, to Riley, that was a really fun interview, and I think it went really well. Secondly, I want to give a bit of thanks. Now, you may recall, a little while ago, I thanked someone for listening in the River Thames, and whilst I worked out that it approximates their location for anonymity's sake, I can't remember if I mentioned that in the original episode or not, but I worked that out. We have got someone listening in a graveyard in South Carolina, and I just want to say, you're already going to be not at your best moment if you're at a graveyard, so why would you make it worse listening to this little podcast? Anyways, onto the boring stuff now. You can get involved in power chair football here in New South Wales as an athlete, coach, referee or volunteer by visiting the NSW PFA website linked below. Our season takes place in Glenwood at the Valentine Sports Park from the 24th of February 2024 to the 6th of July 2024 every Saturday. Contact info at nswpfa.org.au for more information. Just a quick note that the views of this podcast are mine and mine alone. The opinions and thoughts expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the NSWPFA. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can follow us at Powered by Football Pod on Instagram, join our Facebook group, Powered by Football Podcast, or follow our Twitter account, Powered by Pod. Thanks for listening.